I've got with me a couple of buddies of mine. I guess I would call myself their mentor of sorts. They are from right here in Winnebago. To my left, Leroy Gibbons. To my right, Pedro Ramirez.
Howdy.
Hello.
I've always wanted to call you Pedro Martinez for some reason.
A lot of people have and want to, so.
Is that okay?
Can no, we just it's not. No, okay. I'm pretty proud of that name that goes on the back of my jacket.
Why would it be on the back of your jacket?
You still wearing your high school jacket?
No, that would be my bunker coat.
Oh, Mr. Fireman. Oh. That was bragging camp. Look at me saving lives.
Working hoses.
Yeah. What about Cheech? Can we call you Cheech?
No. Hashtag Pedro's not Cheech.
I don't know. I feel like we should just call you like Mini Cheech. You guys could have your own podcast show.
I've wanted to for a while, so I think this is going to be the straw that breaks that camel's back.
You've wanted to have a podcast with Cheech?
No, I've wanted to, no.
You just wanted to do a podcast.
I just wanted to do a podcast. I was going to call it like, I'm not going to give the name away. So.
Because you know that I'm in like the naming phase of my podcast?
Yes. So just stay tuned for Pedro's podcast.
Hey, you need to put these on so you look more official. They don't even have to be plugged into anything.
Can I just put them on my neck?
Yeah, just so you look like, hey man, that guy's, we're recording some audio. We want to, some of the viewers are interested, I'm just guessing this, nobody's asked for this, but how we all met, and Pedro's already alluded to how he and I met, and that's via fire. He was, he's a fireman, and he came into the house and saved me. Stop doing that. Stop it.
Sorry.
Don't touch it. Just talk. Pedro, let's let him know how we came to be friends or mentoree relationship.
Well, that is not true. I didn't go into your house and save you. I can't take credit for that. So, there I was.
Try to throw a guy a bone.
I know. Right. I know. Right. There I was. I was sitting at the house. It was Wednesday. It was in April.
Gosh dang, you remember this. Like, it was a Wednesday in April.
Yeah. Yeah. You had gone into the cafe here in Winnebago. And you had been looking for a contact to the fire department here. And you found one. Anyway, I got a phone call from a good buddy of mine. He said, hey, Dale Brisby wants us to come and burn some brush piles for him. He said he'll make it worth our time.
Yeah, I gave you pizza at lunch.
Definitely.
I remember what, I really can't remember what year it was, much less the month or day of the week. Not that you're not a significant friend of mine. You are. Because whenever Dale Brisby leaves the house, somebody's got to take care of Radiator Ranch. What's that like? I mean, do you feel like you're kind of walking around the king's castle while the king is away?
I feel like I've been handed the reins to a runaway train. Huh. And I just kind of got to steer it and just hope we don't crash while I'm in charge.
Interesting.
Just BT Dubs fact checking. Rodeo time 44.
Thank yeah, that's it. Rodeo that was, Time 44.
It was 10 months ago anyway, when that
I,
came out.
Can I finish that story?
We've got enough of it. That's interesting because I was trying to think of I kind of timeline my life based on rodeo times.
Yeah, it's 44. We're already on 118.
Yeah.
Pedro, you're old news,
no,
man.
No.
I know, man. I've been here a minute.
What are we 118 on? Was Music Fest. We filmed 119 yesterday, which is five ways to get started ranching, people.
So what you're saying is I'm the one that's messed up the numbering on rodeo time.
Yeah, there was one or two in there that we kind of
two one.
Somebody told me like, "Hey, you did 55 twice," which I appreciate. No, I appreciate that they're making sure, you know, keeping me on track. Is that yeah, I know man. It was a test.
Yeah, it was a test. That's what I was.
I'm sorry, Pedro. Let's finish the story.
All right. So anyway, I show up Friday morning. We got some pretty big brush piles here on the ranch, and we lit them off. And of course, we got pizza for lunch. Somewhere along the way, there was a camera, and I just did Pedro stuff, and then they just kind of called me back, and there I was.
You know, it's all about Winnebago. They fell in love with you. The citizens of Winnebago, the viewers, the subscribers, the followers of the podcast, they were like, hey, we need more Pedro.
I kind of wanted to ask, like, what was your point of view of that day? Like, what made you want to put me on camera?
You know, just in that fire jacket, I saw that you were a hero. I felt like we need this hero to come to just bless the citizens of Winnebago. Heaven forbid we ever need to call you for your services. but just more so, also playing guitar. You know, mm-hmm. we need some background music occasionally.
Right.
And Leroy charges too much.
Right.
False.
So, what I wanted to talk about today, the theme for today's podcast, just because in light of some recent events that happened with me, some of the Winnebago Rodeo Company, Radiator Ranch Posse's most embarrassing moments, typically rodeo related. So, most embarrassing moments, Pedro, go. Let's hear some.
So, a pretty embarrassing moment, going along the lines of the Cheech thing. I was at a rodeo, and somebody ran up to me straight up thinking I was Cheech. And they were adamant about me being Cheech. Like, they just, Cheech!
Was that embarrassing for you or for them?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I need to start moisturizing. Because he's about 10 years older.
He's not that much older.
I think he is.
Yeah, I think he is too. But he's not that wrinkly. Is he that dry? You saying like he's got dry skin?
No. It's he's got the forehead lines.
He got the ashy elbows.
I was about to say, like maybe somebody is like his
elbows. No. He's got the forehead laugh lines, and I don't have those yet. And I, you know, I just don't want them.
I was at a rodeo.
It ain't the years, it's the miles, by the way.
Old son.
I'm not that old. I'm wrinkly occasionally. Like, look at you can't even see him there at crow's feet.
I've had to share a bed with a man at a rodeo. We pile into a hotel room.
With a man or with Cheech?
The man, Cheech.
The man.
Snores like a freight train. But anyways, we love Cheech. His elbows, though, cut me. They're ashy. I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, I wasn't talking about his elbows.
Cheech is supposed to be here today. That's why it's okay for us to talk crap about him, because he's not here to defend himself, but that's his own choice.
That's what you get for a no-show.
Most embarrassing moment. Go, Leroy.
You know, there's so many, it's kind of hard to choose from.
While you're thinking, I'll tell you about mine, just for therapy's sake, because I got to get this out. Pedro, I think Leroy knows about this one, but the other day, I was just having a really bad day. And it was just progressively getting worse. The horses got into the backyard, and little things like that just stacked up on top of each other. And I wasn't feeling well, and I needed to go to town, and so I went to the doctor. On a Sunday, they were open from 1 to 5. It was a long wait. There's a lot of people in there, and I go back into the doctor's office, and super hot nurse, which made it better.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you know, like, hey, this is cool. This nurse is pretty cute. And so I go in there, and she says, well, it might be the flu. I want to test you for the flu. You ever been tested for the flu?
I have not.
You've not been tested. Have you been tested for the flu?
I have not, but okay. I know how they test.
Okay, well, I did not know how they test. She got a cotton swab, and she said, tilt your head back. And I thought, I don't know why she needs me to tilt my head back to dip this cotton swab on the back of my tongue. But I did it and closed my eyes. I don't know why I closed my eyes either, like as if opening my mouth needed my eyes closed, but just there I am. And she goes in for the kill as I'm closing my eyes. And by the kill, I mean she shoved this Q-tip so far up my nose that it tickled the back of my brain. And that's how they test for the flu, apparently.
Right.
Which I didn't know.
It's been that way for a while.
Okay, shut up, Pedro. Anyway, startled me. And guys, you know that I'm one to use some flatulence in some content. Like, I love it.
Oh, yeah, it's funny. Everybody laughs at a good fart.
Two types of people in this world.
High-pitched, more funny.
Yeah, if you can change up the sound, it's great. Yeah, if it's got some volume to it, some depth, like brr. Yeah. Anyway, it's funny. Two types of people in this world, those who think farts are funny and those that do not. Anyhow, it's not fun when it happens on accident in public.
Right.
It's funny to surprise someone, but it's not funny if you're the one that's surprised.
Right.
So in that moment of startleship, I farted.
Nice.
And a little bit extra came out.
Oh, so it was like a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much that the extra that came out had noise to it as much as it did smell to it.
Mm.
And that was maybe my most embarrassing moment, this hot nurse just having to, like, breathe in my death cloud.
Yeah, that's awful, actually.
You know how small those little rooms are.
Yeah, and those nurses are adorable up there. Like, they're very pretty.
Something
sweet
about scrubs.
Right.
Now I can never go back to that clinic.
Which isn't very good for you because that's the closest clinic to Winnebago.
And you would think that they wouldn't hold that against you. It's just like a medical thing. Like,
right.
You're just
it's not even medical. It's a natural thing. It just happened to happen at a bad time.
When I wasn't expecting it.
I mean, yeah. I don't think they're going to hold that against you. And, like, technically they're not supposed to, like, tell anybody.
Well, I'm saying, like, if I, like, tried to date her.
Why would you try to date her?
I'm just saying.
It's
like
a cute nurse. She's going
to
come home and
scrubs every day.
Even if
I wasn't going to try to date her, like, now that option's off the table.
Right.
I didn't really have time to process that, like, our future. I'm not saying, like,
I mean, but
had,
it's,
like,
but it's not,
mind.
Though. Because, like, what? Eventually you got to fart in front of them, you know?
Yeah, but
that's
not
just
the
part
first
of the relationship.
Impression.
Do you just get it all out on the table? Let them know, hey, this
well,
is what it
I
is.
I guess you might have saved yourself a little bit, just because for me personally, say, if I do accidentally fart in front of a woman and she does not find it funny, we probably won't have a very strong relationship.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah,
you
that's true.
You may just set the tone.
I don't know if y'all could have been in this room, though. It was a little more serious than that. Just like the, I mean,
yeah,
it was like a
I mean, it's
thick,
a professional setting.
Thick fog, foggy haze of just gaseous things off of a, I mean, it was a real deal.
So, I guess since you are going to tell those stories, my most recent embarrassing story, which you guys know recently, granddad passed away. He's in heaven, though. That's cool. We're happy about that. Know where he's at.
Condolences.
Thank you.
Prayers.
Prayers.
That's a whole other podcast.
Anyway.
Hand emojis.
So, grandmother's house is full of all the grandkids that have babies. I don't have babies yet. So I went and stayed with a buddy right down the road, and he had a few glasses of wine, started watching a movie, and I thought about letting one slip. Just, movie was loud enough. And I did chart on his couch. And luckily it's a dark colored couch. It did seep through the pants a little bit because I sat there long enough thinking, I don't want them to know I just did that. But if I don't hurry up and get up, they're going to smell it and they're really going to know. So I jumped up, ran upstairs, cleaned up, and ran back down. And they already all knew what had happened. And so it embarrassed me a little bit, but I kind of played into it. Just went ahead and said it. We're sitting there, had a fire going, TV up above. They're all watching it. I'm like, hey, just want to let you guys know.
I want to warn everybody.
I'm that a man smell, up that was not just a fart. I apologize. And well, needless to say, I ruined the movie because we just laughed and ended up telling chart stories kind of like we are now. But that was probably my most recent embarrassing. At least it didn't happen at the funeral. That's what I was thankful for.
Right.
Right.
Optimism.
That's what I know.
Did you have just like an upset stomach or?
No, I think I had a couple little small glasses of wine.
Was it the wine, you think?
Yeah, you know, I like red wine and it was white. So I'm thinking it was the white wine that got me.
Them sulfates get you.
The white wine.
Yeah, sulfates. Anyway, that was my most recent.
You turn that into a song.
Sharted while watching Will Ferrell's movies.
Anyway, so back to rodeo. This is Rodeo time, like I said, it's all the time rodeo time at Radiator Ranch here at Winnebago Rodeo Company. We're bucking stock around the clock. So look out for, what are we going to talk about on the next podcast?
I have no idea.
We're just getting started here. We want you guys to get to know us. We want you guys to know what we're all about. And it's January right now. It's cold. We're inside. But we've still bucked some horses here at Radiator Ranch. So we're going to be talking to some rodeo cowboys. We're going to hear more from the posse. More, of course, from your favorite character on the DB show. And that's
Pedro.
DB.
Yeah.
And
oh.
Pedro for some of you. Anyways, we'd like to thank you all for joining us this first podcast. And we're going to be on to the next one because it's rodeo time all the time. Pow, pow. I'm Dale Brisby.
I'm Pedro.
Labor Rug Evans.
And this has been the first episode of In the Shoot with Dale Brisby.
And Leroy Givens.
And...